Bates Nursery and Garden Center, just north of Briley Parkway on White's Creek Pike, and worth the drive from anywhere. It's the At Home Show, answering your questions about your home, your garden, and your projects. Now for two gentlemen best known for pioneering the concept of social distancing, Josh Carey and David Bates.
All righty, everybody knows what that music means. It's now time to climb your tree, don your loincloth, and survey the backyard, because you've got to find a project. You've got to lay it in the unmarked grave of history. Welcome in, everybody. It is the At Home Show. It's a Saturday morning tradition, and it's coming to you live from the green room at Bates Nursery and Garden Center, 0.9 miles north of Briley Parkway at exit 19.
Everybody else
just
is,
off White's Creek.
Everybody else is 1 mile, Josh.
Yeah, everybody else is not me. You know, and it's all about me, David Bates. Michael Stevenson is over there.
Yes. I know. I've heard that it is. I've even cut part of my name off to make sure that we get all of Josh Carey in there.
Absolutely, sir.
Because it is, after all about Josh.
It is about me.
But before we get back to you, Josh, let's talk about the weather briefly. How about that?
Okay, briefly.
And, of course, today is Saturday, and we're starting off rather cloudy. And cool. Quite a change from yesterday, although given how weather has gone for much of the rest of the week, not all that unusual. We have had some cold temperatures this week. Today will be a high of 62 degrees. It's really going to be wonderful gardening weather. It's just not quite as warm as we've had or we might like to be having.
So we won't sweat.
The winds are going to die down in the afternoon. So while it may be breezy this morning, not so much in the afternoon. And we will have some showers developing overnight. And those are going to kind of continue with us tomorrow. So we're not going to have rain today, thankfully. That's already out of the way. Good. But showers happening tomorrow. So, you know, it may be a day that you do more planning than you do planting, just depending on what the weather does. So, and as we roll into next week, however, things start to look decidedly more spring-like.
Sure.
And 70s for the highs, lower 50s to mid-50s to mid-40s for the lows through the week. And as we move on in through the remainder of the week, well, you see that precipitation. It looks like it's from Thursday on next week, which is too far away to even matter, because they'll change all the whole forecast will change likely. And currently it's 41 degrees here at Bates Nursery.
Yep, folks, and we see you out there. We see a lot of folks have already joined. Share the live broadcast to all your friends, if you don't mind. We would greatly appreciate it. We see some regulars. I see a couple of new names. Miss Nancy, I see her up there, and that's quite a thing.
Captain Kurt online.
A former producer of the At Home Show, Michael.
You know, there's quite a long string of former producers.
Yes.
And Captain Kurt, he holds the distinguished honor of having the shortest tenure. Was he a single week?
No. I think Captain was with us several weeks. But
he's a guy who...
He doesn't put up with a lot of garbage.
I understood his decision he made. He quickly...
decided that
transitioned away from
whoever he was talking to on the other end of the line wasn't nearly as smart as they thought that they were.
No, they were not.
Okay, since 1998, we've been doing this every Saturday morning.
But you've never had a producer like me.
That's true.
No.
That is true.
That we can say with all certainty.
But, folks, we're here for you. If you want to join us, you can call at 615-499-6690. That'll go to a voicemail. You can either leave a message there with your question, or if you want to, we can call you back. We've been known to do that. We're expected to be here for at least another hour. About an hour.
The good thing about this particular format is that we don't have anybody telling us
it's our show.
We can come on when we want to come on there.
I say you guys are the boss, that actually rings true.
That's interesting. That is interesting.
Well, you know, I mean, somebody has
put
to
me
be
in charge of something.
Yeah.
All righty, folks. We actually had mail this week for the At Home program, David.
Fan mail from some flounder.
No, I don't think it's a. I don't think it's fan mail, but another old friend, and I use that as a longevity thing, not an age thing. Miss Sally Cheney has sent us a present. It feels like here, and these are. Let's see what's going to be inside here. This is scintillating, I know, folks, because we wanted to do this live.
We didn't want to open it, not in and not be live on the air. So.
Oh my goodness gracious!
What did she send us? She and of course, Sally is our longtime friend. You may remember Sally from the days of Sally Cheney's Superstore out in the Rivergate area. She had a quite
and AAA Sewing
and AAA Sewing before that.
Uh huh.
So
she has sent us Titan Blue face masks.
There we go. Where's the second tone?
Huh?
Yeah, aren't the Titans two-tone blue?
They were two-tone. So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I should have probably
just
tried.
That's a good look. That's a good look, Josh.
That's a good look for
now that now that we're on video, just hide your face.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Yeah. Well, we've got them, but they are Titan Blue because Sally is among the most ardent of my 68,000 closest personal friends.
I have never met anyone more ardent. She's she down there on row one in the south end zone, proudly hugging the rail every time the Titans play.
Yep, and here's her note with it, and I have not reviewed this yet, but these were made for you with love. They were steamed and Sally cleaned with her hands with alcohol wipes just before placing them in the bag to eliminate any chance of germs. There's a pocket inside between the pleats for a paper filter to be added if you wish. You can cut and vacuum cleaner bag to 5 by 6 inches, which will fit while wearing the mask.
Yeah, that's a HEPA filter, by the way. So it's a high efficiency particulate.
And if healthcare professionals, if I wore one of these every day, I'd wash my hands in hot sudsy water, lay flat to dry, and I'd put a new filter in every day. Do not bleach them. Okay, hot kills the virus. So every time you wear one, you should wash it in a hot water before the next use. You can also you can put them in the dryer if you don't have time. You can do it with a hot iron, and you don't want to microwave them though, because they do have a little bit of metal in them. Thank you, Sally. Very much.
I guess you got to cover that, but it would never occur to me to try microwaving it. I don't know. I mean, it's just not something.
For you?
I just wouldn't think
should
of
it. Should I share with the group? Okay. I think we will share with
you. Well, I mean, me and David are out. Well, all three of us are out in the public every day.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Yes, you are. There's one.
These are soft.
Yes, they are. Of course they are. One for you and one for your lovely bride. Oh,
wonderful. You know, it's been a time where that obviously a lot of folks have got some time, and we have received a number of different face masks from different friends around who have taken the time to construct those. And Sally, we do appreciate it very much. The absolute official sweetheart of the At Home Show. We make no bones about that. She is a wonderful, dear lady, and glad to have her on board. Hey, I see Brent Grunfeld out there and Kathy Worley and my dear bride, Renee Bates. Good morning. I hope you're doing well today.
Got a couple of new listeners, longtime customers, David Miller, Bill Hayes, he's out there, of course.
Shannon Bardo says she bought a vacuum cleaner.
Shannon Mark.
Yeah,
okay.
Shannon Mark. That's kind of like
she must be Irish.
Shannon Mark,
or he must be Irish. I don't know, but she brought her vacuum cleaner from Sally, so that's wonderful. Wonderful.
And see, Bill Hayes has got the Go Pack Go out there. I will tell you, he's suffering. He's on the injured reserve currently.
He's on the IR.
Okay. He's got a bad wing. He misstepped off of a piece of equipment.
Yes.
And did a bad twist to the ankle. So get well soon, Bill. And
John, flattery will get you everywhere with me. So, I mean, that's what it's saying. John says that I am his hero.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not going to say he aimed low. That would be tacky of me to say that.
John's a big guy. He can't aim low. He
can only go high, right?
Yeah, you'd go for your head.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, okay. 615-499-6690, just like it says on the screen there behind my head. Pick up the phone and give us a call. If you're bashful and just want to leave a message, you can do that as well. We talk about landscaping and home improvement. Obviously, I'm here at Bates Nurseries is what I've done for ever since. And Josh has worked in the building trades pretty much ever since. Since he got away from the VCR tape rental back in the
there was a period of a couple of years where it was a job of the week for a minute. But,
that's not all that unusual for people in their youth to kind of bounce around a little bit.
Yeah. How about you, Michael?
Well, what about me?
What about you, Michael?
A big shout out to Adam Morrell this morning. Good morning, Adam. Good to see you today.
I had all kinds
of jobs. You had?
I worked for UPS. I worked for John Deere.
Mm-hmm.
Shoveled my fair share of gravel. I did all kinds of stuff.
Are you a proficient gravel shoveler?
Proficient enough to know it's not something I want to do all the time.
You're a fast learner.
Oh, my goodness. 615-499-6690. What's going on at your house? Give us a shout. David, there is quite the blush of color.
Yes, I went with a tropical theme this morning.
You did?
I've got these Hawaiian tea plants, and that is spelled T-I for the Hawaiian tea plants. And
that's
you can barely see the tops of some of those diplodenias down in the front.
The what?
Diplodenia, those pink flowering plants down in the front. You got some cyclamen up there on the table right there in front of Michael.
You're using big words again.
Mm-hmm. Arica palm back there behind your head, and over here to my right is a variegated dwarf Scheffalera patio tree. I don't know why I decided to do that today, except that I wanted to get some different
week,
color
right?
in here.
Okay.
Well, we did get some in this week, but it was it's what I stumbled upon. I said, well, I'm going to go with this theme. So here we are, tropical. Although it doesn't feel very tropical outdoors today, it will be fairly mild. It's going to be a good day to get out and about as the sun will become a much greater factor as we get on into the day. Also, the winds are going to diminish greatly. So it's a little chilly this morning. I must say at 4 a.m. while I was standing up plants preparing to irrigate this morning, we didn't get much rain overnight. They were talking about maybe a quarter to a half inch. We got 0.08 inches
here.
Here,
yeah.
And about, fortunately, only about 45 minutes worth of plant standing before I turned the irrigation on this morning. So, you know, that's the thing about container plants. When you're maintaining them, they don't get irrigated.
They catch the wind.
If they're laying down, they don't get any water at all. I mean, the foliage gets water, but the soil doesn't get any, and that's the part.
You mean water in the leaves doesn't do them any good?
No, surprisingly little.
Don't they like the nice, cool weather? I mean, in the hot of the summer?
They're not averse to it, but it doesn't particularly do anything wonderful for them. I really like it in the soil.
So when you're watering and you've got your nice little spray nozzle out there and you're just watering, dripping along.
I think it's one of those visual things you see a lot on television where that they'll show someone watering. They've got one of those pistol grip type nozzles that you use to wash a car with. That makes a nice fog, and it rainbows and all that, but they don't put out much water, and they don't put out the right particulate size. So dealing at high pressure is not a good way to apply
but
water.
But you can
to
do
plants.
The whole.
You want
you
a shower effect. You want a large
like
drop.
Minutes though.
Yeah, you can get some water on it, but you can't get it to absorb that fast.
So what's the best hose nozzle you should get?
Well, you need to get something that has like a shower effect. You want a large droplet size, and you want to operate not at a huge flow rate. You don't want to put water onto anything you're watering faster than the soil can absorb it. And a real clue is that when you see water begin to run off, you've already reached the point of absorption. So the operative word is, and the way to approach doing that is to do it slowly. You know, watering is to me is almost a meditative state. It's a place where you can go and just let your mind just go where it will. And
it's kind of like working at home, right?
Well, I think that may be slightly different. I think that's like all over the place. Like, you know, I'm speaking. Maybe I'm presuming that you're.
I actually have a window in my home office.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do.
Is that that's very you don't unusual. Have one? You don't have one at work,
huh?
You don't have one at
nah,
your.
Nah, they stuck me back in the corner.
You know. Well, that could be worse.
The door guy doesn't get a door to his office either. I don't know if you. I mean, it is. You know.
I guess
I have an open door you, policy.
Does the window always, guy have a window in his office?
No.
Well,
I've got
strange.
I've got a sample in my office, but I don't have one that actually goes to the exterior of the building.
Hmm. Huh. So what does that do to you? Does that diminish your performance because you're?
No. Goodness gracious me, no.
Well, you never know.
You never know what.
I just never know whether your performance is actually. I think all of us overestimate our ability to perform. I mean, I know I'm guilty of it. I think I'm doing more than perhaps I'm actually doing.
You're the boss, though.
Well, I hate to confuse activity with production. You know, I'm about getting things done, and sometimes things get in the way. You know, particularly when fatigue starts to be the overriding sense, it's
that 14th hour of the day just is not as good as the sixth.
It's not quite as good.
Oh my goodness. 615-499-6690.
Good morning, Nancy Coop. Good to see you out there this morning.
You had something over there, young man?
I was just gonna say, did you guys manage to get caught up on the internet orders yet?
No.
Okay.
No, just keep coming. And I want to say a big shout out to Ms. Cheap herself. She wrote us up, Mary Hance, us, and several other independent garden centers around town. More and more, Gardens of Babylon, Hewitt Garden Center, and all of us are taking our own stab at doing the internet orders. And I think accurately related in the article, you know, it's a different kind of way to do business. It's it takes a lot more doing. There's a lot more issues to deal with, because when you physically begin shopping for someone, and unlike a company like Amazon, which is, you know, on the other end of the spectrum business wise, but you know, they don't sell living things generally. It's widgets. It's stuff in a box, and you can stick it over there, and it'll just stay like it is until it gets to where it's going.
You mean that one doesn't look as good as the one right beside it?
No, and we have all other kinds of things to consider, as does everyone else who does what we do. You know, you have to keep it watered. If you're having cold weather, it has to be protected from the cold. There's all manner of things that are exacerbate the difficulty, and so. But
is that
we've
one
been
of your cousins.
No, exacerbate. No, that would be exacerbates.
Bates.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No.
You sure it's not?
To my knowledge, I have no cousin.
Exacer.
Okay. To my knowledge, no.
He's from Serbia, probably.
Margaret Roberts out there. Good morning, Margaret. Always good to see you. A long time follower on our Facebook
Absolutely.
So, Josh, in your world, you're obviously not going into the office every day. You're working from your home office.
Yes.
And so what are the challenges that you are coming up with as working remotely? Because I'm obviously not working remotely. I'm working.
It's primarily Marty, Bella, and Luna. Provide a
and Marty is whom now? Marty
is my grand fur cat.
Okay.
Right. So he likes to lay on top of on top of house plans. He likes to be in right inside where everything's going. He likes to look out the skylight, but he stands up there, so it's kind of distracting. So, but Bella and Luna, I want you to know we are safe. I mean, every leaf, every squirrel, every bird that comes.
Nothing goes unnoticed.
Nothing goes unnoticed or unwarned that they are actually locked inside the household. So, but it's just different. I mean, I know everybody that is working from home is having to deal with these kind of things, and it's just not what we're used to. But it's going to get better, folks. I promise you, it's going to be.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And David, Mom, I sent you a text.
I did see that.
And that particular flower, my mom has been looking for everywhere and didn't know if you sold it or not.
I'm pretty sure that we do now. I had no advance notice and the ability to do show prep before that, but we do offer quite a wide variety of things. And Joy Bovin, who works for me, who heads up our perennial department, will have full knowledge.
She does
that
every year, right?
She is, yes, every year she does the perennial.
She doesn't switch out like the annual gal does?
Actually, our Melissa, who works in the annual, who's the head over that department, she seems to be perennial also. She's been with us for a number of years now. So, you know, they both are incredibly capable young women. So
they're cross-trained is what you're telling me.
Oh, they are quite cross-trained. They both help each other quite a lot, and that's kind of the way we roll here at Bates Nursery. You know, everybody is you don't have a specific job that's all you do. Hey, Bill Overmeyer, good to see you this morning, buddy. Glad you tuned in today. Christy Lyons, also, good morning to you.
Well, two real quick things. And now, if she comes down here next week to grab those, and I think you put this out in your newsletter, it's still one person or two people per car.
Two adults
per car,
right?
And then you're open 12 to 4.
That's chronological, not by
age. That's right. And because of the constraint, this is the way that we've come up with to be able to ensure that we don't have overcrowding here. I mean, we've got a 3-acre facility here. There's quite a lot of space.
Yes.
However, we have one parking area that has about 60 spaces in it. So that would give a maximum of 120 people that can come in here. And unfortunately, if you show up and there's more than two adults in the vehicle, or if you have brought your pet and you're not willing to leave it in the vehicle, we'll have to ask you to come back at another time. So we just don't have any other way to deal with it. We have a lot of people who are pretty dependent on us to be open. They're very serious about getting their gardening done. Typically, we tend to sell about twice as many of the flowering types of annuals than we do the vegetable plants. And this year it has been the exact opposite of that. We have sold the demand for vegetable gardening. I've never seen it even close to this.
They get flowers too.
Well, they do, but they're not typically showy flowers, Josh.
Squash blossoms are great.
Well, they are, but they just don't stay in bloom a long time.
That's a good thing, though.
Well, yes, because you don't get squash if they stay in flower. You only get flowers.
You can actually eat those flowers, too. It's quite good.
Yes, it takes quite a number of them to really be a filling meal.
Know, through the years, I've said, I saw this one time. I was actually in Ontario, Canada, and a lady had planted three squash plants in her landscape beds, and it was really cool looking the way that she had them mixed in there to go with it.
Yeah. Now squash, like other similar plants, gourds, melons, all those kinds of things, uh-huh. they get quite large.
Yes, they do.
And they will absolutely take over an area. You know, they look so innocent when you first put them out, and they are. And they're just very small. Oh, I'll just put one there, and I'll put one right over here. The next thing you know, they're over your head and 6 feet wide. So, you know, squash plants.
Well, she obviously knew what she was doing because they were placed in the strategic plate.
Yes, good morning to Brenda Smith out there. Mm-hmm. Glad to see you this morning.
See Mama Kathy out there, too.
We have somebody on the phone that would like to say hello to you.
To me?
Well, both of you.
Oh, okay.
One Corey Smith.
Oh. The newly retired yard boy?
That would be the retired yard boy.
Now, how are you enjoying your retirement?
It's cold right now.
Yes, it is.
Which, by the way, the Brenda Smith you just mentioned.
Yes.
That's my mama.
Is it really?
Oh, well, we'll extend an extra special and cordial greeting to you, Mrs. Smith.
You must be a saint. I mean, she must be a saint.
Yes, she is a saint. Yes, she is. Absolutely.
Well, she has had the test by fire raising you all those years. Well, I guess just maybe some thought that she's still raising you. I don't know that for a fact, but
well, she's still practicing for her second child. I think is what she's doing.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah,
she didn't get it right the first time.
No, she didn't get it right the first time, but they broke that mold, thankfully.
Well, it's not her fault, though. It's really not.
It's all daddy's fault, every bit.
Yeah, well, you know, and as I understand it, we were making he had a tire issue yesterday. Now,
oh, so he didn't actually stop.
He scared all of the social media world by saying that the yard boy had retired.
So he didn't actually.
That was a bit of fake news, wasn't it, there, young man?
No, I didn't. That's not fake news. It's very accurate. I retired yesterday.
Okay. Now you're being misleading at best.
But that's a retired with a hyphen in it, though. Correct. You retired a wheel. That was goes
he
on a lawnmower.
Just used a space, I think. I don't think he hyphened it.
Well, see, it is deceptive if you don't put the hyphen in there.
Are you accusing me of putting out?
I think you're manipulating the language, is what I believe, Corey. You are deliberately manipulating the language.
Are you insinuating that I would put out a manipulative headline to draw views to my YouTube channel? Is that what you're insinuating?
Yes, I think that's within the realms of possibility.
Well, it is CNN, the Corey News Network.
Oh, that is true. Oh, my goodness.
In that case, you would be fairly accurate. Okay. So, anyway.
Oh, no, my God.
The old Skag runs the run flat tires on the front casters, and they'll run flat. They have no air in them whatsoever. But at some point in time over, the course of seven seasons,
they do wear out. Yeah.
Yeah, they wear out. But you'd be surprised at how well it'll still mow with a gash wide enough to, stick your hand in.
But when you were retiring, I'll bet that lug nut was a booger to get loose after 7 years.
The nut was not the problem. It was the bolt that runs through the middle of the wheel to get out. It didn't want to budge. And I tried every trick in the book, and finally just had to throw my hands up and say, there are people that are better equipped and better experienced to do this than I am, and the time that I'm going to spend on it, I'm just burning daylight.
So, you sought the services of a competent professional then.
Sought the services of a competent professional who got her done.
Good deal.
Big shout out to Daryl and Joe and all the guys down at Chapel Hill Outdoor Power. They got me back out mowing yesterday.
Well, there you go.
And they are avid listeners of the show, by the way.
But they watch on Facebook.
Will you attempt to mow any this afternoon if the sun comes out, or are you just going to write the whole weekend off and take it up again the first of next week?
I need to try to get some done this afternoon, if at all possible.
It's amazing how the grass does not stop growing just because it's raining.
No, it doesn't. But I tell you, if this wind keeps up, it'll dry off pretty quick.
Yes, it will. Well, it will be dying down in the afternoon hours, so you look like you will have a chance to get out there and do some cutting this afternoon, and hopefully you'll make a little headway into next week.
Yeah, I've got to, because like you said, it doesn't stop growing, and the longer you let it go, the further behind you get.
And he's also got some bacon and sausage to get out and deliver.
Yeah, I hear I got to make a trip down to see the 37. What is it? 37029. Is that what it is?
Oh, it's 37167. Don't ever be confused. But you'll be able to see the lawn that you helped happy my bride up with on her birthday.
Why doesn't he just deliver it here to the nursery?
He could do that. That would be okay. I know. Huh?
Could do that.
Okay, but he wouldn't be able to see the lawn that he helped aerate, and then I oversee.
The sharing of bacon is more important than that.
No.
I don't think there's any wrong reason to not distribute bacon. I mean, it adds to every relationship that you can have, and I think that's the basis of your existence, of Corey, is to add to the. To relationships worldwide.
Well, anybody can order Smith Farms Country Bacon and Sausage. And how did they do that, sir?
They would head over to ineedbacon.com.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, right now, the 200 pounds of bacon that was available Wednesday afternoon was deplenished by Thursday afternoon.
So I got mine. That's you okay.
Got yours. Okay.
But it will soon be restocked, I can say that.
Okay, dope.
Right. Hey, well, there's a absolutely free, accepted. Shameless plug.
Oh.
I mean, he's after all, he, you know, he.
You've had his bacon.
Oh, I absolutely.
You've had his bacon.
I said shameless.
You've had no his reason. Smoked sausage and his sausage.
They are some fine products, so I suggest strongly that when they become, again, available.
But if you go out there, you can actually sign up for an alert that will tell you when bacon is available. And often it contains a discount coupon, doesn't it?
A discount coupon?
A coupon. It comes with a coupon code.
Those VIPs, they jumped all over it Wednesday afternoon. So that's the best thing you can do is sign up for those texts and those emails, and you'll be the first to know.
That's right. All right, brother. You keep striping them out there, whether you're doing big stripes or little stripes. I noticed that you were walking a little bit yesterday, so riding behind on a narrower mower, but that's okay. Little stripes are good too, Benny.
That was all walking. I don't have any ride behind. But yeah, sometimes you got to pull the little stuff out too and get in those spots.
Just let a few more years pass and that will change.
Yeah, my knees are already talking to me about that.
Yeah, I know they are. Hey, great to hear from you this morning.
Yeah, man, y'all keep them straight up there. You hear?
All right, Clark.
So you can do what he did. You can pick up the phone and dial 615-499-6690.
That's the number. I got it written down right there.
Right. And I've got it right there on the screen right there behind us.
Yeah, behind you.
Yeah, right. Normally, so and again, as Corey alluded to, and he mentioned our friends at Chapel Hill Outdoor Power, that they're avid listeners. Folks, we are obviously not on the radio right now. Now, that's not our choice.
We're not on the radio?
It's
I wish someone had told me.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. You didn't send him the memo, so Michael?
Are we supposed to speak differently since we're on Facebook and not on the radio? I mean, is there some difference in what we do?
Well, I mean, the At Home Show is eternal, as I like to say. I don't know if anybody else likes to say it, but, I mean, it's been...
Yeah, it's probably a fairly select... Small number.
Well, that's okay. But I mean, since the first weekend in February of 1998, almost continually we have done this program.
We had a little break after the first 18 and a half years for a few months, and we thought we were done. And then lo and behold, we came back and.
Yes, 18 and a half years at.
Been on WSM for about 3 years. So, you know, We're going to wait and see how this whole coronavirus thing works out.
Hey, the hotel's closed. So, yep, I mean, what are you going to do?
Christina Carey Ford, is that your niece?
That's my cousin.
Your cousin, excuse me.
She could be my niece. She looks so nice.
Hello, Christina. Beth Cowell Ecton. Diane Allison. Mark Folks. Hello, friends. And really appreciate you guys tuning in this morning.
Renee has a question for Josh.
Oh, my goodness.
She wants to know, what is the best tool method for stripping the solid stain off the deck? I don't want to use chemicals.
Take them up.
Like just pull up the deck boards? Okay.
And replace them?
Yes. Look, I'm shaking my head. It actually works on Facebook Live. So, yes, that would be the way that it would be the best. If you do not want to use a chemical stripper, which probably is not a real great idea anyway, you can try some cleaners depending upon what's on there. But,
you know, even if you allow those deck boards to weather properly, but they don't really want to hold on to paint very well. It wants to pop off after.
Now, let's just speak again. I used to sell paint, and I did not stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night, so this is going to be shooting from the hip here. Solid color stain is not really a paint. It's a really, really, really thick tint.
Yeah.
And in particular, when it's latex-based, I've never seen anybody that was particularly happy with it. Could be wrong.
Well, it looks great for a while. It just doesn't continue to adhere. It wants to delaminate, essentially. You know, it just starts coming off in big pieces.
Yeah, so, but I mean, to achieve the, and I'm going to say that Renee is probably going to look at this with a bit of an artistic eye. I would say that we need to
start. Given that she's an artist, she's known for that.
We need to start with a clean canvas, and that would be the way that
we're contemplating doing more. We're in the discussion stages of...
What is she going to get you to do?
Well, no, I mean, we're thinking about doing some modifications and maybe screening in and making...
Now's the time. And again, outdoor living areas and a screen porch is a wonderful thing. And I think I know the area.
By the way, my cousin Mike Bates is online. How you doing, cousin? Good to see you out there this morning.
Is that Zasser's son?
No, he's Wilburn's son.
Wilburn's, okay.
Yeah, it's my Uncle Wilburn, and he grew up over at Bates Florist over on Gallatin Road. A lot of people from East
Topwater. Asher. Okay, Topwater's family.
No, that's a different side of the Bates family. That's a different kind of I think that's spelled Baits, not Bates. It's a different group of Bates.
Well, there's deep diving. I mean, you remember deep diving, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And your old cousin Jerk.
Jerk course. Bates, yeah, he's, Crash Bates is he's been around, there's all manner of Bates.
Live.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be you. Okay. Was that your nickname, Live Bates?
There's probably been a number of little monikers hung
Cut
on.
Cut Bates would be.
Hey, which one's the dry fly Bates?
Huh? Oh, that would be one of the chicks.
Oh, okay.
Oh, ladies, excuse me. Oh, my goodness. 615-499-6690. This is the at-home program. It is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. I mean,
we're
not serious about what it is that we try to do.
No, we try to give good answers if you've got a question. We'll... And if we don't know, we'll either tell you we don't know,
or we've
been known to do that too. Mildly embellish.
Now let's talk about this screen porch because I mean you have an opportunity there now. The more and more I think about this, perhaps a cedar deck.
Well, we kind of would like to. My thought is to tie it in with the now detached garage to somewhat make an enclosed passage from the garage all the way to the house so that...
Now, can you do that over there in the hysterical district?
I don't know. Talk is extremely cheap. I don't know whether you can do that or not. I have no idea.
Okay. So, it's better to ask for permission than for forgiveness.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, let it suffice to say that there won't be anything done that's not done with all the proper... permissions granted. So I don't know. I mean, there are a great many homes that have attached garage. I don't know if you can some way cover or sort of attach a detached garage.
You can.
That's what happened in my house. I didn't do it, but when the house, we found the original plans for our home we bought last year, and the garage was originally designed as a carport. And at some point, they enclosed it and turned it into a attached garage.
So I don't know if we can do that or not, or if that will pass in the muster on the review board. And so it's just one of those ideas. But when you have an outdoor space, you would like to be able to use it. And a lot of the time, we find out that we don't use it because bugs are prevalent. And
the cicadas are coming.
Is this the 17 or the 13 year?
I think we get that weird.
It's a 17 or 13 year. Sorry. It's one of the weird numbers. When I saw that, I was like, is it what?
Now, see, there are also annular
cicadas.
There's some of them that are always out of rhythm.
Chunky ones?
They don't look any different. They just are out of rhythm. But they're every now and again, I don't know what the multiplier is, every 200 and something years, the 13 and the 17 hit on the same year, and that's supposed to be?
I think that's 2020.
Wouldn't that just be perfect?
It's 2020, okay, yeah.
Wouldn't that just be perfect? Okay. Of course it would be.
So
what's so bad about cicadas?
You haven't been around them, have you?
I like the way they sound.
Yeah, well, how about a jillion of them?
I remember being Boy Scout camp, and we'd always hear that stuff, and it never bothered me.
Okay. You've not lived through one of these plays? No, I wouldn't call it a play.
Well, I'm 34 years old.
But now you're a homeowner. Do you mow your own grass?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. They love the sound of the...
Thad Edwards is out there. Good to see you, Thad. Philip Baker, joined online.
The storm possum's watching this morning as well. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Bill wants to know, what are the hours of the operation over here at Bates Nursery and Garden?
Noon to four today. Okay. Open to the public.
Closed tomorrow?
Yeah. And I will say this. Most of the traffic, unfortunately, comes
3:30.
It comes from the south of the nursery, heading north, obviously. But that means that when you turn into us on the left, if you try to turn in and there's no place to turn into because there's so many cars, that means you can't block the street. Mm. So go down and turn around and then line up on the left-hand side. You know, once somebody drives out, we let somebody else drive in. So don't, you can't sit there and block the street. Just in case you're listening, you know,
Smyrna's finest decided that that was probably a good thing to do over at the weekly lane inconvenience center yesterday as well. They were directing traffic where you could not turn from the lake. If the people that live out that way, you can't turn in from the lake or the base. You have to go back out by the bowling alley, come back up.
Well, there's room.
That was yesterday.
There's room to kind of pull over if you're turning in going south from the north. So you'd have to go past us and turn around and come back.
Okay, we can find a way around.
Or you could go out to the Old Hickory Boulevard exit and go over. What did you kick there?
I don't know what I've kicked over here.
Something. But you could come
in
from the opposite.
It's live.
You could come in from the opposite direction that way, and you would be able to just pull over to the edge. It oftentimes, given that we're only open for 4 hours a day, we have a small wait for people to get in. It's usually worse right at opening time. So if you can just, you know, don't show up right at noon, give yourself just a little bit of time. It might make you a little bit easier to get in and, you know, not be out trying to cross, you know, sitting and trying to turn across traffic with no place to turn into.
Yeah, that's the way we want to do that. Okay, Sue Jeffries wants to know, what is the best type of fertilizer for a vegetable garden, David?
Well, I'm an organics kind of guy.
You are? And,
oh, absolutely. You don't want to use, you know, I grew up in the chemical fertilizer world.
Yes, you did.
And because of
that,
you know, I really became very much an aficionado, and I've used a lot of these slow-release sulfur-coated type fertilizers. You may know them by the name of Osmocote. There are other types as well. And they do release a chemical fertilizer over a much longer extended period of time. And if you are growing large numbers of plants commercially, it can be a real labor-saving type of thing, because you can apply one time during a growing season and not have to reapply again. So that's very helpful. However, as a homeowner, you don't have so many plants to deal with. And because you are growing the plants yourself, you obviously want to produce them as organically as possible. So by refraining from the use of chemical fertilizers, you're able to give your soil some...
You don't want to eat it, do you?
Well, you're able to replenish it with things such as mycorrhiza fungi and humic acid and the things that your soil naturally has. And by using organics, you actually boost those levels in there. And it allows the plants to be able to uptake the nutrition that's readily available already. You know, there's nutrition in the soil that's there, and there's also nitrogen in the air. So these things help the plants to be able to take up the readily available nutrition, not just what is in the fertilizer itself.
We have another text, and they want to know, what is the recommended safe date for planting tomatoes and other hot season vegetables like okra?
Okay, now okra is one of those things that... it's very much a hot weather plant.
You
don't want to plant okra right now. And frankly, there have been some people who have been a little dismayed that we have not had more okra. And the reason is because it just hasn't been hot enough yet to produce a lot of it. I mean, it doesn't grow well till it gets hot. So we intentionally don't bring a lot of that in. There's a lot of other warm season plants that are a little more forgiving. It likely, and I say likely, is more
end of May.
Well, not the end of May. Yeah. A lot of people will say that they wait till after Mother's Day, mm-hmm. and that's one of those times that, you know, it's generally in the earlier part of May, maybe like the second week in May. That certainly puts you – you should be well clear of it at that point in time. The main thing is that you don't gain a lot. Matter of fact, if you go too early, you can actually set the plants back with the soil temperatures being too cool. Now, we've had quite a lot of warm weather. The soil is not cool right now, but we have had some cold nights, some early morning temperatures where we've had, and today, for instance, you know, it's a cool morning and temperatures are only in the 40s today. So plants that are warm season plants that are out in these kind of conditions, it's not really doing a whole lot for them. You know, there are people who have cold frame structures that give them the ability to stretch the season quite a lot.
Just grow the stuff that's going to get started earlier then. Now, if you love okra, now, I mean, how many – okra is quite the prolific producer in most cases.
And it grows so fast once the weather gets hot. And again, that's why everybody wants to plant early. You know, we're ready for the cold weather to be over with until it gets hot, and then we're ready for the hot weather to get over with. That's the way that rolls. But
I'm never ready for cold weather, ever.
Yeah, I don't like it to be cold, but I don't like it to be, you know, on the other extreme either. But you know, we tend to get both. Seem to be that we get more of the hot weather.
About 4 or 5 years ago, when we had those two winters back to back, where we had all the snow.
We have a winter every year, so it's back to back to back to back to back.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, uh-huh.
The big snow winters. Is that clarified a little bit more for you?
Not really.
It's been a while.
The last time we had a bunch of snow 2 years in a row in like January, February. Like, I mean, where we had like a lot of snow. This was like 2015, 2016, something like that.
Sure, okay.
Something like that.
Uh-huh. Okay, I know you're from Baltimore, so you probably see a lot more snow.
How long has it been since you've been in Baltimore, John?
That's what his eyes were telling me, is like, you've not seen snow, son.
No, you go to War Road, Minnesota, and then you see snow. Baltimore doesn't get a terrible amount of snow. It's a coastal plain.
Well, the point being is after that, and I had to spend the night at the radio station I was at that one time, I was done with snow forever. No more snow. It wouldn't hurt my feelings if I never saw snow again.
Now, way back in the day, David Bates, mm-hmm. I think it was in the earliest days of the program. We went into the Blue Room of the White House over there off of Music Valley Drive, and we went in, and it was about 40 degrees, and that day looked just about like today.
Right.
When we and 2 hours, because it, you know, the radio show was 2 full hours. We came back out, and there were about 4.5 inches of snow
at least,
on the ground.
Yeah,
and
it was sticking everywhere.
And no one knew it was coming, or didn't seem that anyone was going.
Did Bill Hall let everyone down back then?
Oh, Bill probably knew, but it was on a Saturday. Bill was off that day.
Oh, okay.
So otherwise, Bill would have been all over it.
Might have been the little weather bunny, Carlin Evans, though.
And I will tell you this. I had the distinct honor to know Bill Hall very well. He was an absolute wonderful guy, and just really feel blessed to have gotten to know him. And I think that's one of those, what you see is what you got with Bill Hall. And,
he's my favorite weather guy.
And you see him on the air, and that's the same guy he was in real life. He was a really good guy, but Bill would have been all over it. Had he been there. Hey, we'll talk just a minute about EarthMix Garden Products.
Okay.
And, you know, it's an organic line of soil made right here in Nashville. And we've been working on EarthMix for a lot of years. You know, I grew up with my grandmother doing soil mixes. You know, back in the day, you know, when she first started growing plants, there were no commercial fertilizers. There was only organic. And most of the fertilizers came from manure being churned into a brine and pouring it onto the geraniums or dahlias or whatever she was growing. So those are the kind of the soil chemistry that I grew up with a degree of familiarity with. Now, there was this detour during the 70s and the 80s where all of the chemical fertilizers became the rage. But as we began working on the EarthMix Garden Products line, we really wanted to go back to the organic approach and to be able to do that in a sustainable fashion. So at Earth Mix Garden Products, the complete line of products, whether it's Earth Mix Garden, the premium topsoil blend, or Earth Mix Proganics O, which is an outdoor professional potting soil, or I, which is for indoor plants, or Supernatural, which is the compost, proprietary blend of specially produced compost. All of those products will give you the best growing performance, and you'll do so 100% organically. So check out the entire list of vendors of EarthMix Garden products, and it's quite extensive. You can just go over to the website earthmix.net, and you'll see that I am on there now, and I'm going to scroll over here, and you just click where it says Find EarthMix. And once you click on that, it'll take you – now, some people get stuck right here, interestingly. They don't scroll down the page.
You can use your finger and then show there's people, David.
There's a map right there, and if you zoom in, you'll be able to see we've got vendors up in Bloomington Valley Nursery, up in Bloomington, Indiana. We also have folks down south. There's a barn nursery down in Chattanooga, and, of course, a great number around Middle Tennessee, Turnip Truck, right on Woodland Street. So check that out over at earthmix.net. And, of course, it's also available right here at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. So remember this.
Little bags, big bags, bulk bags. You can get anything kind of bag. You can get dirt anywhere, man.
Or in bulk. Yep. So remember this. Success in gardening begins at the ground level when you use EarthMix garden products. So thank you all for picking up on that line of products. We're really appreciative of everyone who's checking that out and getting – really good results.
It is really good stuff, folks. I'm not kidding. And I mean, Michael, you're going to try it. You're gonna have it in your raised beds this year. So I mean,
The whole lowered beds concept just never caught on, did it? You know, everybody's into raised beds. They don't ever want to lower them.
Or high beds,
like dig a pit in the ground. Oh, yeah. And then fill it full.
Yeah.
Well, you could do that.
Yeah, I predicted eventually they were just going to be level ground beds. You know, like you know.
We're gonna have raised beds on the concrete.
Let it suffice
where the former hot tub is used to live.
Well, and container gardening is big for a lot of folks. Not everyone lives in a spot where that they have actual yard. You know, maybe they're in a condominium or an apartment complex, but you almost certainly have a balcony area that you have availability of sunlight,
windowsill.
So. Container gardening, you can grow your own vegetables right there, and it's a very very straightforward process, but you do have to have adequate sunlight. So if you're on the north side of high rise,
you're probably not going to get Meyer lemons to grow real well.
You're going to have a tough time with that.
Now, David, we've had a question, and since we're talking about the nursery and some of the things that are going on, you're doing quite an internet business, and the internet orders are appreciate them from all the customers and the folks that are placing them. From the time that an order is placed until it is ready, is there an average lead time?
Well, we list on there that, you know, we ask that we be allowed 4 days. Now, we're doing better than that, but we, you know, we operate under the theory that people are
planning.
We try to aim long, and if you get news that it's ready earlier than that, then rarely is anyone upset about it being
kind of like Captain Kirk and Spock,
right?
Or Scotty, actually.
Yes, right. You know, you want to try to, you know, we're still learning how to do this, and we haven't. You know, although we've had it up and running for a couple of years,
most folks weren't taking advantage of it.
Well, so. You know, it just had. You know, we never had any idea that it was going to be. Is utilized, you know, how can you envision a situation like we're currently in? So consequently, it has worked out really well, but it's very labor intensive. It takes a lot of time to be able to work through those orders, and where we are particularly struggling is in deliveries. You know, we're a couple of weeks out on deliveries, and that is upsetting to some, and we're really working on ways to try to expedite that. So I'm hoping that we're going to come up with some loot solutions to that in the coming days to be able to work through a backlog.
But the curbside pickup works too, folks.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, that's the greatest one. 12 to 4 every day except on Monday. Now, we're closed on Mondays right now just simply because my staff is...
they need some time off.
They're exhausted. I mean, and it's as much... it's difficult to be on 7 days a week day after day after day, it just takes its toll on you. So we're really doing our very best to try to adapt and be able to put processes in place that will keep it all running smoothly. But it's been a bit of a bumpy road, I won't lie to you. We have made significant progress, and we're feeling a lot better about our ability to get those out in timely fashion. So we thank you in advance for your patience in working with us. And again, we are open from noon until 4, Tuesday through Sunday. So that includes today and includes tomorrow. And you can come out, and we are limited to the 60 parking spaces that we have in our lot. Only 2 adults per vehicle.
Just be patient, folks. It'll take care of itself.
Yeah, we're not going to run out of stuff.
No, they're not.
There's nothing here that we have that I think falls into the category of toilet paper, where you have to like get like a many month supply of it. You know,
we scored a case on the internet.
Oh, John,
40 rolls, baby.
May I ask?
No, you can't. I'm not telling anybody. 40 rolls, man.
Wow.
We're not sharing that either, or my bacon. I'm hoarding.
Wow.
Okay.
Looking good for you, Josh.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. We see Nancy Coop out there. She's in Missouri. We know we've seen my cousin from Maryland. I see another one out there from Maryland on there. How you doing? And let's see, Thad likes the Cicadas. He said they were a great band. Of course, the Yard Boy retired. He didn't retire, so.
He just retired.
He's going to come back on there now and tell you for a fact that, yes, he did retire.
Yes, he did. Now, Kelly, we see you out there, too. Bill's out there, and he's talking about a plumber in Indian Lake, so we'll have to read that one off the air.
Pam McCabe Petty? Or as I knew her back in the day, Pam McCabe.
Uh-huh.
So, welcome, Pam. Great to see you out there this morning.
Do you know what? This is slightly off topic. Do you know what issue I always run into? It always gets me in trouble.
What?
All these girls I knew in high school that got married, I never remembered what their married name is, so I just call them by their maiden name, and they get kind of upset sometimes.
Do you think it's...
What are you still talking to these old high school girls for?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just, when I see them out and about. For instance, this happened about 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Wife and I were at this little, like, farmer's market trade show kind of thing up in Auburn, Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
And I saw this girl named Brittany Huddleston. I think her name's Baker. It is. She married John Baker. Good dude.
Yeah.
But I grew up with her as Brittany Huddleston. And I believe that will probably be what I always call her. Anyway, she doesn't get on to me about it, but I can sometimes see a look where it's kind of like, eh.
Brings out a little twitch in her.
Well, yeah, but I've not seen her in like 4 or 5 years.
The one that got
years.
Away? Okay.
No.
Okay.
Not like that.
No, okay. Good deal.
Just friends, right?
More like just classmates where it was... what she signed in my
sat
yearbook.
Sat next to her in English, right?
No, what she said, it's funny you bring up English. What she put in my yearbook was that she can't believe that I skipped 3 weeks of school and still got a higher grade than her.
Don't point that thing. So,
well, you know, what I can't believe is that you can still remember what somebody wrote. That tells you how young he is, because I don't remember anything that anyone wrote.
I still have my yearbooks. I pointed it out to my wife the other day, which is probably why I... can remember it at this particular moment.
Mine got flooded and they're gone, so it's just too bad. I see Sharon Rose just joined us on there. Hey girl, she's probably up in Illinois or down in Florida watching, so I mean that's okay. Folks, we're coming up on the end of this edition of the a Facebook Alive version of the At Home Show. Like we said earlier, we are normally on the radio AM 650. And
remind everybody that,
hey, tune into the Opry, man, because they're going to be having Ricky Skaggs on there tonight.
There have been some tremendous performances over the last weeks, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Trace Atkins was on last week, and it was another great show. But make sure you tune into that, and make sure that if you want to connect with us, You don't have to call live on the air. You can call and leave a message, and we'll actually play your message
all week long. You can call.
You can call the At Home Show.
You can call right after you go off the air and go, "Oh, I meant to." And also, if you'll like our page,
you'll automatically get the
update. You'll get the little notice.
One last quick question from Shelly Fett. Recommendations for blueberry bushes.
Yes.
Yeah, I highly recommend
it. Yes. Well, I know. I got one. And great.
Heavy cream.
Yeah. Oh.
Is there one kind of blueberry bush over another, I guess, well, I think is what she's
the,
getting at.
There's a family of blueberry bushes known as rabbit eye. They are, or the southern high bush, that is opposed to the northern low bush. And, these, and I'm serious now. The northern low bush are the ones that are the little bitty ones.
Bitty main.
Now, they're wonderful.
Oh,
they're,
gosh.
But it takes quite a lot of them, and they tend to grow everywhere up in Maine. And
on the side of the road. Yeah, I mean,
now, the southern high bush is the bigger ones you find that are about the size of a pea or maybe twice that size. You know, they're a bigger
chickpea.
And those are the ones that we grow in the south. And they're quite delicious. And blueberries are something that everyone should have in their landscape.
It's a pretty bush on top of everything.
Now, there are types that most of your old varieties require having more than one variety to cross-pollinate. And you need to have them that are in flower at the same time. Or there are some types now that are self-pollinating. So you don't have to have more than one in order to achieve fruit set, but it's always a good idea. And if you like me and you really love blueberries,
I do too.
You don't want just one. You want to have like three or five or seven, or you know,
all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, you can make a hedge out of them.
You know, the great thing about blueberries are they do all tend to come in at once, but they're easy to store. You just put them on a cookie sheet, stick them in the freezer, and let them freeze, and then break them loose and dump them in a big Ziploc.
They dehydrate very well also.
They do that quite well. So there's really no – they're kind of the ideal fruit for the home grower. Not everybody should even try growing fruit trees because, you know, they take quite a bit of work. It's like
you can do that homegrown now?
You can do that, yeah.
I bought a blueberry bush
here. But blueberries, blueberries and figs are – The two best in our area.
Mixed together with honey on them. Oh, my goodness. Mm. All righty, folks. We got to get out of here. Yes, that hour did fly by. So, Earl, thanks for noticing that. Folks, we are going to be back next Saturday morning.
Yeah.
0800. That's Nashville local time.
615-499-6690. That's
call anytime.
Yeah, please share the link. And if you want to listen to this at your leisure, you can also. So we are now doing a podcast of the show, so you can go out to where you subscribe to all your podcasts.
And that'll be up in just minutes after we get done.
Moments after we get done.
Minutes, but yeah.
All righty, folks, we're going to start the countdown again. You want to start the countdown so we'll get ready to go?
I mean, that's a
new feature. We're learning as we go here on this.
I'm going to do the
and
shortest
Nancy,
version.
And Nancy, I know that you're into the video
production. Do the shortest version possible.
Notes would be neat, okay, so we can get them going. Alrighty, the free account.
Yeah, well, okay.
I used my free time up, so there we go. So
alrighty.
Next week I'll have us an outro.
Yeah.
Alrighty, folks. All right. See you next week.
Bye-bye.